had a productive day at work,
you've earned a little me time.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride.
Very relaxing.
The TKO Show with Kara Rowe.
Talk, knowledge, opinion.
Hey, welcome back to the TKO Show with Kara Rowe. I'm looking forward to this interview. I've been looking forward to this all week. I just think it's something I've been thinking about so much lately, and we're going to talk a little bit about regenerative medicine, detoxifying your body. Joining me, Dr. Sue Yan Ann. She's the clinical director at Campbell Medical Group in Houston, an expert on regenerative medicine. She co-authored Demystifying Stem Cells, a Real-Life Approach to Regenerative Medicine. It travels the nation speaking on these topics. I'm looking forward to this conversation. Dr. Ann, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
So, I want to learn about how we do this. Like, you talk so much about, staying fit and being healthy, and putting the right things in our body, which we'll talk about, but we also have to take out the bad toxins in our body. So, what is the first step to clean out the toxins within us?
First, the step to cleaning out toxins in the body is to stop putting toxins in the body.
Okay.
So patients always ask me, what supplements can I take? What kind of diet, detoxing diet is good? But my advice always is to start with the simplest things that you can do, right? So, and that includes things like avoid the eating out, or eating organic food as much as you can, and shopping around the outskirt of the grocery store, avoiding any food that comes in packaged plastics, or processed meat, things like that. So that would be a good place to start, is to, changing your diet and stop putting junk in your body.
Is there a way, though, that's a great strategy, is to start eating cleaner, but is there a way to, the stuff that we have in our body, do toxins just sit in our body, or is that just a way that it does clean them out?
A lot of people don't realize, actually, drinking a lot of water and hydrating is one of the easiest way to detoxify your body. And my personal favorite is the sweating. So people always ask me, is exercise a good way to detoxify? Not so much the act of the exercise itself, but the sweating from the exercise. There are some toxins that can only be eliminated by sweating, such as BPA from plastic. And that's why I'm a big fan of infrared sauna, and because there are some toxins that is only eliminated by sweating.
Now, what are some of the toxic foods you want us to avoid and why?
I believe number one thing that I am talking to a lot of our patients is avoiding bottled water, plastic bottled waters, and putting your food or leftovers in a container that is made out of styrofoam or plastics. So you really need to work hard on eliminating those items from your kitchen, because they, especially when they interact with hot food, they tend to micro-melt, and you are ingesting pieces of microplastics, including BPA.
Now, when you talk about that, the plastics, what about things like cleaners? Are they toxic to us?
Yes, absolutely. I'm glad that you brought that up, because I had this conversation with another station the other day. Cleaners and anything that smells, like air fresheners, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's even a documentary about it. It's like a stink that kills or something like that. And a lot of them are known carcinogenic or cancer-causing agents. And let's take for the example of dryer sheets as well, too. We like having our clothes come out smelling like basically laundry detergent. And a dryer sheet is actually one of the most toxic things that you can get removed from your household.
No way! No, don't tell me that.
Well, Kara, I want to say that there are replacements nowadays. Personally, I use a silk mothball, and that removes the statics from your clothes and makes your clothes come out very crisp and clean as well, too. So there are many alternatives nowadays. Even laundry detergents, there are, stink-free or smell-free, all made with all natural ingredients.
Now, I want to hear about your book, Demystifying Stem Cells, A Real-Life Approach to Regenerative Medicine. Tell me about this book.
I co-authored it with a couple of colleagues that I network with, and they wrote their chapters on bone marrow and fat stem cell. I wrote my chapters on what's called perinatal tissue, things that things like umbilical cords and amniotic tissues. And we've been practicing regenerative medicine for more than 5 years now. And the results that we get have been just really phenomenal. We've helped hundreds of patients avoid surgery and helped them get out of chronic pain that they've been suffering for, 10 plus years.
Do you think we're going to see this more often? Because I was, when I was talking about you coming on, one of my athletes, I train fighters, and he was in Nevada to get stem cells in his shoulder as opposed to surgery. And he said the next day he couldn't believe how well he felt, but it's one of those things. It's very expensive, but it was, what a night and day difference in avoiding surgery. Do you think we're going to see this more frequently?
Absolutely. I believe this is where the future of medicine is going. And I absolutely think so, because some of the treatment options that's been available to us in terms of, pain medicine and steroid and surgeries, they sometimes can have, not work, but also have a deadly outcome as well, too. So I think people want more options like this. And since the demand from the consumer is going up, I absolutely believe that we're going to see more of this. And this is probably where the future of medicine is going.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I really appreciate your time. I'm sorry we were short on time today, not getting a hold of you earlier. But a lot of great information. I'll give out your website as well. And that book is called Demystifying Stem Cells, A Real-Life Approach to Regenerative Medicine. Dr. Ahn travels the nation speaking on these topics. You can find her on her website, Dr. Suyan Ahn, and we'll put that up. We'll put the podcast up, and we'll put that link to our website as well, so you can follow her a variety of different ways. Thank you guys for joining me today. I'll talk to you on Monday from the TKO Show.